Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth and final parak of Maseches Maaseros. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Beis. Normally it is prohibited, it is usur, to plant tevil, any crops, any produce where the trumas and maasers have not been separated yet. You're not allowed to then plant and create more of those types of crops. Now the question that our Mishnah are going to be dealing with today is what the halacha is when you plant partially grown plant, a plant that's not yet obligated in the Maaser obligation. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oker shesolim mitoch shalom. If a person uproots his young plants from his property, presumably it's before they've been fully developed, before they've fully grown, v'noteya l'soch shalom, and then he replants them in another section of his field, Potter. Says the Mishnah, you're exempt from separating Maaser. At that point in time, you can still replant it, because at the end of the day, it's before the Maaser obligation took place. The plants weren't fully processed, and therefore no obligation of Maaser set in, and therefore he can certainly replant it without having to separate Maaser. Continuing in the Mishnah, Lokach b'mechubar l'karka, if a person buys a plant while it is still attached to the ground, Potter, he is exempt from separating Maaser for that plant, because at the end of the day, even though sales usually allow Maaser to sit and usually effectuate the Maaser obligation, here it's still Mechubar LeKarka, and therefore there's no obligation for him to separate Maaser at that point. Continuing in the Mishnah, Laka L'Shloach L'Chaveir, if a person gathers and collects and picks various crops that he has that are partially grown, they're not fully developed, and he collects them and gathers them to send to his friend, Potter. There too he is exempt from separating Maaser, because at the end of the day, it's just like the previous case of the farmer, that because they're partially grown, the Maaser obligation didn't yet set in, and therefore he's certainly allowed to send them as a gift to a friend, and it's he still wouldn't have to separate Maaser, because again, they're not fully processed, they're not fully developed, and therefore the Maaser obligation has not yet set in. Finishing off the mission, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Im yesh kayotz behem nimkarim bashuk." If there this level of development, the plants with this type of development, with this look and this production level, are being sold in the marketplace, hare elu chayavin, then they're halachically considered processed, and therefore you would be obligated to separate Maaser for these items before giving them to a friend, before replanting them, and so on. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as the Bar Tanura points out, but nonetheless, his opinion is that even if it's not fully developed, objectively speaking, if subjectively there are still this level of developed crops are being sold in the shuk, then they would be obligated to sell to, they would be obligated to separate Maaser before giving them to a friend, before replanting them, and so on. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah B. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oker lefes utznonos mitoch shalom. If a person uproots either a turnip or radishes from his own field, v'notea l'soch shalom l'zera, and then he replants it in his own field for the purpose of planting the seeds, chayiv, he would be obligated to separate Maaser once he picks the turnips and the radishes from the outset, from the beginning. Mipnei shehu garnan, because this is really the threshing floor for these plants. What does that mean? So the way that turnips and radishes work is that once you pick them, they are fully processed, because it's at that point where they start to become hard, they start to become inedible, and you can really no longer eat them for really much longer once you pick the turnip or the radishes. So why would a person pick them out and take them out? Because even though you can't physically eat the turnip or the radishes anymore, you can still plant them for the seed. So that's what this person's doing. He's picking the turnip and the radishes up, even though he's not going to be able to eat these actual crops anymore. He wants to plant them lazer, he wants to plant them for the seeds themselves. Therefore, says the Mishnah, if you were to do this, pick the uproot the turnips and the radishes and then plant them for the seeds, you're obligated to separate Maaser because mipnei shehem shehu garnan. Because by you picking them up, that is demonstrating that they're fully processed. It's at that point where they're going to be hard, they're going to be inedible soon, and therefore they're fully processed at this point, and therefore you would need to separate Maaser from them before planting them. Continuing in the Mishnah, Bitzalim, when it comes to onions that are being planted, let's say in an attic, says the Mishnah, Mishihishrishu ba'aliyah, as long as they take root in the dirt floor of the attic, kal v'chomer, all the more so if they took root on the bottom floor of the ground itself, taharu milatame. They are pure from becoming tame, meaning to say they can't become tame because they're considered to be mechuber lekarka. Anything that's attached to the ground does not have the ability to become tame. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that onions that are in the ground, that are growing from the ground in an attic, the halacha of mechuber lekarka when it comes to tumah applies to them, and therefore they can't become tameh. They are pure. They are tahor. However, according to this opinion, no other halachos would apply to them. Meaning to say, they're not considered mechuber lekarka in terms of halachos trumas and maestros and so on. It's just in terms of tumah v'tahara, purity and impurity. However, says the Mishnah, nafla le'a mapolis, if a mapolis, if some sort of a rubble fell on these onions, v'heim megulin, and their leaves become revealed. So basically, we have a situation where the onions are sprouting, and the roots and the vegetables are covered in the ground, and the leaves are uncovered. So it's a case of a regular growing, basically. And says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Kinetu and Basad, that's just like they were planted in the field. They are considered a mechuber lekarka for all types of halachos. And therefore, if more onions were to sprout at this point in time from these onions under the rubble, they would be obligated to separate Meiser from those onions because they're considered mechuber lekarka. And therefore, once they're fully processed and more onions grow, the Meiser obligation would set in. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph began discussing various unprocessed plants that are growing and growing, and you uproot them before they're fully developed, before they're fully grown, and you plant them and replant them in another part of your field. And we said that you'd be putter from separating miser because they weren't fully grown, because they weren't fully processed when you uprooted them from your field. And then we said that if you buy a crop that is mechuber lekarka, that is attached to the ground there too, you would be putter from separating miser, because even though you bought them and sales usually effectuate and allow a miser to set in, here it was still mechuber lekarka when it was bought, and therefore the miser obligation did not yet set in. And then the Mishnah Torah said the same halacha applies if a person collects partially grown crops and sends them to a friend there too, who'd be putter, he'd be exempt from separating the miser, because again they're partially grown, not fully developed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that even if they're partially grown subjectively, if subjectively these types of crops at this stage of development are sold in the field, then they would be obligated in miser at that point, even though we don't pass like that opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis began discussing the case of turnips and radishes, where a person uproots them, takes them out of his own personal field, and plants them in another part of his field for their seeds. We said that because by you uprooting them, they're becoming inedible, they're becoming no longer something that you want to eat, that it's at that point when they become fully processed, and therefore you'd be obligated in separating miser before replanting the radishes and turnips for their seeds. And then the Mishnah discussed the case of onions, where onions are, let's say, being grown in an attic, havachomer, on the floor. And the halacha is only when it comes to tumah v'tahara, they're considered mechuber lekarka, and therefore they're considered tahor. They're considered unable and incapable of becoming tameh. However, the Mishnah, that if it was a case where a mapolis, where some sort of a rubble fell on them, and therefore they're really, you have a case where their roots and their vegetables are covered and their leaves are uncovered, just like any other typical case where onions are growing. So there we said that it's just like you planting them in the field, and therefore the regular halachos would apply to them. They're considered mechuber lekarka, they're considered attached to the ground, and therefore if any more onions were to sprout, were to grow from there, then you would have to separate miser from these onions. Have a great day.